Admiral Mike Mullen says he found more progress on security than he had expected when he visited Iraq last week. And while he would not provide details, he said he could recommend further U.S. troop reductions when the next round of military recommendations go to President Bush in September.
I won't go so far as to say that progress in Iraq from a military perspective has reached a tipping point or it is irreversible. It has not, and it is not. But security is unquestionably and remarkably better. Indeed, if these trends continue, I expect to be able early in the fall to recommend to the Secretary and to the President further troop reductions.
The last of the additional U.S. combat troops sent to Iraq last year as part of the surge of forces are scheduled to be out of the country by next week. That triggers a period of assessment by commanders there and in Washington that is expected to culminate in early September with new recommendations on U.S. troop levels. Commanders have been reluctant to say now what they might recommend in September, so Admiral Mullen's statement came as a surprise to many observers. He said it resulted from what he saw during his recent visit to Iraq.
I fully expected to find security conditions much improved, and they were. I did not expect, however, that those conditions would be at such a level that I could walk the Jamila Market in Sadr City or visit an outpost in what had recently been one of the most violent neighborhoods in Mosul, or that Iraqi security forces would now have the confidence and the command to take the lead as much as they are.
Admiral Mullen also repeated that he's eager to reduce the U.S. troop commitment to Iraq if he can do so without risking security gains in order to make more troops available for Afghanistan, where a resurgent Taliban and a porous border with Pakistan have led to deterioration of the security situation. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.